Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome back to Loose Lips. This is our extra lippy episode with me, Sophie Brown, and Robin Richford. This is our little extra episode where it's all about the listener, all about you guys.
Yeah, you guys send us in your questions and we do our very best to answer them for you. Dilemmas, anything that's kind of worrying you as we all get through this late 20s, early 30s fiasco that is life.
Big old mess, yeah.
This big old mess. That sounded so deep, didn't it? Who am I? We know so many of you guys are feeling the exact same, which is kind of why we're here. That's exactly what Loose Lips is all about. So keep them coming. We will help you as much as we can. The best email to get us on is contact@looselipspodcast.com, or you can get us, of course, across the socials at the Loose Lips Podcast as well.
You can. Please keep sending them in. We love to hear from you guys.
This one's came through on email, so thank you so much, Millie, for getting in touch. This one, I feel like, so if you're going to like, I feel like we can all relate to it, but I feel like you especially are really going to jump on this one. It says, as soon as I start to like someone, I seem to overthink everything. It makes me want to not like them, which I think might be me just avoiding the situation. Do you have any experience with this?
Yes, I do. I do that. Yeah. I feel like doesn't everyone, girls' minds are just like wired in a way that like we just have to think about every worst case scenario, best case scenario, like literally anything that could happen. And when you first start dating someone, there's so many mixed signals. Like it's so confusing. So no wonder you just sat there like, oh my God, they hate me.
No, I know what you mean. But I really weirdly think it's an age thing as well. Mm. So I think, see, when I was younger, I was like just running around and you kind of date people here, there. And like, I was really in tune with my gut when I was younger, I think, mm-hmm. where I was really like, just nothing really seemed that deep. I didn't really overthink it. I was just like, this isn't working, goodbye, or, you know, I really like them or whatever. But I think the older you get, the more you start to kind of overthink it because you're, I guess, oh, it sounds a bit serious, but I guess you're kind of looking for like a potential long-term partner. So it's different.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. I think that's why I do it, because I'm also, it's so easy to be like, I don't maybe like that about them or that about them. And especially at the beginning, and you really put yourself off, but everybody has like, you know, flaws or whatever. And also there's things that make people interesting. And I feel like at the beginning, you kind of latch onto things and you're like, oh my God, they did this. Like that's, you know, and it's like, come on, that's not really a deal breaker. It's just a, you know.
It's just annoying.
Yeah, it's just annoying. So it's funny, my friend actually like is in a similar situation, and she texted me the other day and I was like, how's it going? How's it going with this guy? Like I saw she tagged him on his story and I was like, okay, that's big. I was like, we haven't even gone soft launch. We've gone like full hard launch, and they're just started dating. But I was like, okay, this is good. This obviously is positive. But she was like, yeah, I've been on a couple of dates. Like he's really respectful and we have a great time together. She sent me pictures of them together. And then she went, but I don't think he likes me anymore. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, like and I was like, oh my God. I was like, he clearly like, you know, these pictures were so cute. I was like, he's saying all the right things. I was like, sounds lovely. And I was like, stop overthinking it. Like even she knew that she was, but I think it's just common practice for girls to be like, and also I'm sorry to say, most things are too good to be true.
Oh, for fuck's sake. So
sorry, but they are. I'm sorry. I need, like, you need a bit of something to go on. Honestly, no boys are nice. Sorry. No, I take that back. I'm sure some of them are.
No, I do know what you mean, though. I do think you just overthink it. Like, I do think there might be a thing as self-sabotage.
Oh, God, yeah.
Where it's just like, actually, you know, there's no way this can be this good, so I'm just gonna sabotage it and see what happens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you don't want to be like, I personally, like we've spoken about this before, but I'm like fucking, you know, dive right in. I'm, you know, if I'm sort of dating someone, it's because I like them, I'm speaking to them. It's not something I do all the time. Like I'm putting in effort, so I kind of like want that back. But I think I'm one of those people where, yeah, I overthink it to the max in my head, but I try and act quite cool about it. I'm like, oh yeah, absolutely fine. They've not texted me in 4 days. Yeah, don't worry about it.
But yeah. If you don't listen to the pod, then you're totally screwed.
Oh my God, yeah, no, hopefully not. But yeah, I think it just happens at the beginning. Like, I don't think there's anything you can do to stop it.
It's so relatable to say, though, like, it makes me not want to like them. Like, I think that's so relatable. Actually looking for things that I don't like, just because almost like that feels easier than either getting hurt or like thinking, oh, they don't like me. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be the one that, I don't like you.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, who said that I actually fancied you? So, yeah, that's how I feel. I think I'm a lot more, not savage about it now, but genuinely, because I can't, like, I do put a lot in and I'm like, I feel like you kind of have to be a bit cold with it. Otherwise, you do get yourself in a bit too deep. And I do it all the time. Like, I've done it recently with people and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? They don't fucking care about you. So don't care about them.
It's true. But I think that's where the overthinking comes from, I think, because like I do think, and this is a huge generalization, but I do think men as a general rule are simply like a bit more simple as creatures. They're just not as complex in terms of emotions, and they're not as emotionally intelligent in so many ways. So like, for instance, if a guy goes, oh no thanks, I don't want to do that, he probably means, no thanks, I don't want to do that. But like, as females, I think we really overthink it and think, oh my gosh, did he want to do that? Does he not want to do it? Does he not want to do it with me? Does he want to do it?
Yes.
And it's just like, we have all of this emotion around it. And really what he says is actually what he means, which is wild and a hard concept to get our heads around.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I think the thing with this is, there's not really any way around it. Like, you are going to overthink it. Like, there's no point being like, you know, oh, just stop overthinking it, because it's so hard to do that. But there is that self-sabotage thing. And there's that thing of like, don't ruin it. Like I was saying to my friend, you know, like, don't, you know, he'll end up thinking you're acting weird because, yeah, you know, you've internalized this kind of so much that you think something's up. But generally, do you know, thing is, how I feel now is like, and I don't necessarily take this advice myself, but I do genuinely think that you can tell if a guy likes you at the beginning. Like, you know, if you're making excuses for them all the time, then, you know, or they're not kind of like putting the effort in, they probably don't like you that much. And they're probably just after something casual. Like, I do think, you know, as you get older, you kind of realize that, like, if someone likes you, they like you, and they're going to put that effort in. And if they don't, they just don't, like, they're just not that bothered.
Yeah, I also do think that if you are with someone that genuinely wants to be there, wants to be with you, as a general rule, you don't really overthink it as much.
Yeah.
They kind of give you that security, like, without saying anything. Like, you don't have to overthink when they're texting, when they're not, because you kind of know they're in it and they're just like, they probably are actually busy. You know what I mean? Whereas I think you know when someone's not actually busy and they're just kind of playing that, oh, I've been at work all day card. Like, I think you kind of know as a general rule.
Yeah.
What do you think's like the most common way to self-sabotage, do you reckon? I reckon it's like if someone's like, maybe you've been hurt loads, especially recently, and you're feeling a bit raw, because sometimes that happens to the old heart, doesn't it, when you feel a bit raw. And then I think like, then if someone comes along and they kind of tell you everything that makes sense and you want to hear, then I think that's when you start going, nah, this is too easy.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of girls that don't trust guys, and I do completely understand that. And a lot of that comes from like a personal experience. But I think that that can be a huge, like, you know, when girls go into it and they're very much like, they just don't trust at all. And it can cause such a big like rift, I feel like, because I do get it. And I do get like from personal experience and stuff. But I do think that like, if you don't trust someone, you've got nothing. But I think that it can then make it quite like overbearing and a bit controlling and a bit like, you know, you're so like, you know, oh, they've gone out that night. Like, who are they following on Instagram? And who's like their picture? And who's da 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 da. And I get it. It's not that. It's just, I feel like when people start dating people, I feel like that can be a very big like difficulty.
Yeah, because I think as well, it could actually take you out of what is your kind of default personality. You can become really intense and actually that's not you. Like, yeah. I know I've dated guys in the past and I'm just like, what are you, like, I'm responding really oddly, you know what I mean? And I'm like, what am I doing? That's so not me. I don't care. But then you realize that it's, you know, sometimes it's just the fact that like, they're not doing anything necessarily wrong. And maybe they aren't committing because they don't want to commit. And I think sometimes like you guys just meet each other at kind of like the wrong time where you're both in different headspaces. And I think it can sometimes create like a bit of a, I don't know, you start doubting yourself when really you shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. And I think that it does genuinely, like, it can change you as a person. Like, I know I've been with exes before, first started dating guys or whatever. And I'm like, this is not me. Like, who is this person? Like, what? Like, it fucking changes you. And it's because of how they act with you and how they make you feel and things like that. Like, you know, like, I'm a really trusting person, but like, there's some guys I've dated where at the beginning I've been like really, and it's because of the way they've been, like, they've made me feel like that. But it can really, like, you have to try and like notice these things, I think, quite early. But it's bloody hard.
It is hard. And you're so right, it's not even like what you would normally do. Like, I would say I'm like so trusting, as in fact, like, my friends have said to me, like, as a laugh on nights out, like, pretty sure you've been cheated on, because I'm just like, yeah, sure, how are you going? All right, we're going back out with Abby, are we? You're like, not a fuck is given. But
yeah,
I think there's been like those odd people, not really partners. I've been really lucky, like, with boyfriends, but more like just dating people that I'm like, Robin, you've become like someone you're just not, like, you know.
Yeah.
Overthinking it and going, oh my gosh, should I wear this, should I not? I think a little bit's all right to have a bit of excitement and go, oh, I don't really need to wear. But when you start overthinking everything, I think it's sometimes a little bit of a red flag, unfortunately.
I agree. And I think, you know, it's like, if they wanted to, they would. Like, if they made you like feel comfortable, you'd be comfortable. Like, I just feel like that's kind of like where we're at now. But I think when you're younger, it can be more difficult. Like, but I think, yeah, going back to Millie's thing, I think, I don't know how long you've been dating, but like, if it's a considerable amount of time, maybe it is worth just having a chat with them and being like, you know, where are we at? Like, what's, you know, because I feel like I'm at that age now where I'm like, I'm looking for someone long term, really. So if I'm dating someone, I'm kind of like dating with purpose.
Oh, I like that. Dating with purpose.
No, I just, that's quite good, isn't it?
That's really good. Get that on a quote in the wall.
That should be on my Hinge. Dating with purpose. Oh my God, it should. No, it, well.
Is that a bit intense for the Hinge?
Yeah, no, I think maybe, yeah. Maybe not.
I like it. It's true.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, maybe just have that conversation with them, because you don't want to do it too early, because like, I've purposely not had that conversation. I've been so pleased I haven't, because they've not wanted anything, but it's taken a bit of time to realize that, and I'm like, thank fucking God I didn't say anything, because now I can just play it cool as well. But I think it's worth having that chat, because if you're worried that you're overthinking about, you know, it, and you might just leave it, it's like, well, you can if you want, but equally, if you've had a good time with them and stuff and you see something, don't just let it completely go.
Completely go, just because, yeah, you don't want to have that, I guess, conversation. I know when Millie had wrote in, it seemed as if it was like maybe like a little bit of a pattern, just because she said, as soon as I start to like someone, I seem to overcome. So I wonder if like it is a little bit of a pattern. And if that is the case, I would say distraction, distraction, distraction if you can. That's what I tended to do when I was dating. If I felt like I was going to overthink it, I would always like deliberately have like a girl's date in the diary for the Friday or the Saturday, which meant that, you know, you're not always available sort of thing.
Yeah.
Those sorts of things, I think, help just to keep the rest of your life kind of ticking over when you start to like someone, I think, is important, because otherwise it can feel like all consuming, I think.
Yeah, that's so true. I think distraction is a good one, because it is all consuming, because you analyze everything, you analyze all the texts and everything. And, you know, I get it, I've been there, but it really fucking takes up your brain space, and we don't have time for that.
No, we don't. Not at this age. We don't have time. We've got shit to be doing.
Exactly. But yeah, good. I mean, I don't know how much advice has been in there, but I think it's just relatable. Well, I think it's just relatable, Millie. Like, you know, it's up to you, really. Like, if you think it's worth pursuing, then I think give it a go. But I think if it is a pattern, then, you know, you got to break that pattern, I guess, to then move forward. So see how you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the quick answer to have you ever experienced this is yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, we have. And it's totally normal. I think that's really important to say it's like totally normal. But I think it's just trying to manage it so that you don't go into that self-sabotage kind of zone, because I think we've all been there where you're just like, who am I? And what have you done with me?
Exactly. But yeah, best of luck.
Thank you so much for listening to Extra Lippy with myself, Robin Richford, and Sophie Brown. We're going to be back on Tuesday with a full episode.
Yes, we are. And please keep sending your dilemmas, stories, anything in, really, and updates. Please, we want to hear some updates for our incredible advice that we've been giving. Please send them in to contacts@looselipspodcast.com or the Instagram @thelooselipspodcast, or just send them to Robin and I.
Of course, we're always there. The DMs are open @RobinRichford with a Y and @SophieHLBrown. I always think when I say with a Y, it sounds as if that's part of the handle. It's not. It's just, I believe, the female version of Robin. I don't know. Let's go. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.